Good morning. I'd like to thank you all for coming out to listen to me this morning. I'm a little anxious, but that's okay. I'm letting that work for me. How is your faith? Have you thought about it? Is it strong? Is it weak? Do you know you have faith? Well, I want you to know that our life is ruled and governed by a power that is within us. And we exercise the right to use this power through our daily faith. And we live our lives daily, not recognizing that we have a natural bond between us and the source, Almighty God. God's gift to us is faith. We move about in faith. We hit the switch. On comes the light. We get in our car, crank it, and we get to our destination. We get on a plane, the flight takes us to our point of contact. This is blind faith. According to the revealing word, it's an instinctive trust in a power higher than ourselves. It does not understand, however, the principles of being. It's liable to discouragement and disappointment. We know sometimes we flip the switch and the light might not come on. It needs a new bulb. We get in our car. We get a little discouraged when it won't crank. Battery, possibly. Then there's that understanding faith. And it's based on immutable principles, which means it's not capable or susceptible to change. Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of Unity, says faith is one of the 12 spiritual faculties or powers or ideas in divine mind, God mind within man. Let me remind you of the 12 spiritual powers that Vanetta spoke about and took us through the understanding of them in the burning bowl ceremony on the last Sunday in December. These 12 faculties are faith, strength, wisdom or judgment, love, power, imagination, understanding, will, order or law, zeal, renunciation or elimination, and life. Charles Fillmore says, as a result of his own prayers, meditation and inner self-observation, that these faculties exist spiritually as realities in the God mind of man. And they also exist as 12 energy centers within the physical body of everyone. They also symbolize and represent the 12 disciples of Jesus Christ. Now, the first and the greatest of the disciples of Jesus was Peter. Peter represents faith. However, before Peter met Jesus, he was called Simon. Simon means hearing, which represents receptivity or the receiving ability to discern, to look deeper, to know the truth. From this, we understand that listening to the truth is a receptive state of mind that opens the way for receiving. What is the next step? Which is the next step in divine order? It's faith. Faith is the ability to believe, to intuit, to perceive, a deep inner knowing that that which is sought is already ours. The meaning of faith in Hebrew 11 and 1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction for things not seen. Jesus gave Peter his new name in Matthew 16, 17, and 18. He said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Looking at this metaphysically, to me means to raise up on a foundation in faith, an assembly of spiritual ideas in the multitude of man. The energy center for Peter is at the base of the brain, the thinking faculty, the foundation where everything starts, which is the first to be considered. It is the inlet and the outlet of all ideas. It's always active, zealous, impulsive, but it's not always wise. It's natural to think. That's the nature of it, to think. And thinking is what it will do. We, you, and I have to train faith. We have to train that faith faculty to look to the Christ for all things, under all circumstances, to become the great defender of faith. If we allow this thinking faculty to just stand by, to just think unsifted thoughts, then our thinking faculty will prove to be unruly. It will produce all sorts of discord, feelings of discouragement or depression, saying such things as, this is too hard for me. I can't handle this. I can't make it out of this dark hole. This demonstrates a weak faith. Recognizing a weak faith, then, is there's a need to practice. For faith to be a true faith, it must be active. This activity must begin with prayer. You say, I can't pray. I let others pray for me. Well, all prayer is good, but just know that you don't have to always be listening to others praying for you. A minister, a prayer chaplain, a friend, all that's good, and it helps. However, for you to strengthen your own faith, you have to do what James 1 and 22nd says. Be ye doers of the word, and not merely hearers only who deceive themselves. We have to be the one to get busy and use our God-given ideas. Allow the words of God to speak to you through your heart and mind by praying and meditating and listening with your inner ear. Know that we are children of the Most High God, made in His image and likeness. Always remember, prayer should precede any action, any activity. It can be as simple a prayer as saying something like, God, you know my heart. Help me to stay and say the right thing as I meet with my boss, or as I talk to my husband or my wife or my children. As I take this trip, I know all will be well and safe. Or just say something like, the Christ presence is with me always, and I am grateful. Know where to cast your net. That is, where to cast your focus. Don't let it be in negation or any limited thinking or thoughts or beliefs, but cast your focus on the right side of truth, positiveness, goodness, abundance, where power is. And know it takes prayer and meditation to come up with a decision where to cast your focus on that right side. You are a child of the divine. And being God's child, you are filled with an infinite storehouse of wisdom. It's up to each of us to live in Christ's consciousness. We have to command the thinking faculty to be still and know. Stand at the center of your being and say, I am that I am. I and the Father are one. If in life you're trying to overcome situations or conditions and it seems as if you're getting nowhere in results, it might be a sign that you have to increase or strengthen your faith by being faithful to your prayer practice. But don't just pray when you have a problem. Pray daily to build and strengthen your faith so that you can believe and know that you will overcome. Note that any artist, musician, athlete, or any professional has to practice to build techniques and to strengthen muscles to get good and even better as a professional. Note also that results don't always happen overnight. But if there is a strong, sincere desire in your heart for something, know that it is God tapping at your heart, telling you, you got this. The good that is desired in you is yours now, or it's on its way. It might not happen tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, maybe even a few years. Look at the president-elect. He's always wanted to be the president in his younger years as a lawyer. Look at him today. How many years later? He's in his late 70s. He's now president-elect. There was a tapping at his heart for that. I have had many desires in my heart. However, I have had three main desires over the years that I accomplished. And if those desires were not already mine in the invisible realm of supply, I would not have manifested them in my life. I wanted to be a nurse early in life, 31, after having two children. I thought many times about going into the Army. I thought many times about not going. I'd go towards it and I'd come back. And finally, I went into the Army at the age of 48. I had the desire to get my licensed unity teacher certification for many years. It took 20 years for it to come to fruition. I obtained my LUT in 2019. That took over 20 years. It all happens in God's time. The good that is desired is in you. The good that is in you is yours now, or it's on its way. Know that faith is centering yourself in God. God is always present in you. Take hold of knowing that God is with you with unwavering faith. God is with you always. Let's say that together. God is with me always, and I am grateful. Let's say that again. God is with me always, and I am grateful. Let us now recite the Lord's Prayer so that we can go into meditation. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now let us prepare for meditation. Let us allow this meditation to get into our consciousness, centered in God. You may close your eyes and breathe. Relax. As you breathe in and breathe out, just be aware of the breath. This is the breath of God. And let my words be your words as you continue to breathe, allowing the body to continue to relax as we realize that God believes in me. I believe from this consciousness, a centering process in God. I am centered in God. And out of this centering, I know I have the capacity to do all the things that need to be done. I know I can release any activity of guidance that will enable me to make steps that I should take, make needed contacts to do the kinds of things that are before me this day, and do them easily and do them well, because I'm in tune with a process that is always present, never absent. I believe and I act from that believing attitude. And as I go out every day in this consciousness, I find that I will be confident. There can be no fear. There can be no anxiety. There can be no worry. There can be no hesitation along the way of life, because I know the activity of God is flowing easily through me. To get this feeling at the beginning of my day, this enables me to know that the whole universe believes in me. I will be successful, efficient, effective. I will go about my day knowing that this divine process is flowing through every cell and function of my body and tingling through my fingertips. This activity flows through me because I know I'm in tune, and this attunement keeps me constantly in the flow of the divine process. This is essentially what faith is. It's not talking about it, it's doing it. It's expressing it. It's releasing it easily. Turn the switch, and this dynamic process of God activity flows easily through me and throughout all my ways as I go. Continue to breathe. Continue breathing in and out. Begin to bring your awareness back to this room. Gently open your eyes slowly. Allow this faith process to direct your attitude, direct your feelings, your mood, your motivations. Go forth and have a great faith-filled week. Blessings to you.